The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
And Hollywood's go-to guy is live in front of us. It's Jesse Heyman, everybody! Hey, Jesse, there's your microphone. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. What brings you to Ireland?
Well, I'm here to launch Meteor's new loyalty program, Meteor Extras. It gives Meteor customers can get 2-for-1 dining offers and a free cinema ticket every month.
Oh, very nice.
Well done. Yeah.
Now, for people who are listening in at the moment, what are some of the big... You've been in so many movies.
Yes.
What are some of the biggest ones?
Social Network, the first Spider-Man film with Tobey Maguire, Old School, awesome American Pie 2.
Wow.
Yeah. Lots
You've been in everything pretty much.
Yes.
Okay.
I've also been in television commercials and TV as well. Yes.
Tell me this. Now, you were born in Boston, lived in Austin in Texas, and then you left. You just got up one day and says, I'm going to chase that Hollywood dream.
Yes. I always had a dream to go to Hollywood ever since I was a kid. The movies by Steven Spielberg inspired me to pursue my dreams of wanting to live the fantasy of being an actor in these great films. I was inspired by him and also by Michael J. Fox. I really wanted to be the guy in the time machine going somewhere to do a mission. And now I could say that not only did I follow Spielberg to Hollywood, I actually got to work with Spielberg on Catch Me If You Can. And he actually personally directed me to do something in the scenes, so that was cool.
So what's that like for you? You know, you watch obviously the Spielberg movies like we all did growing up, and next of all, he's directing you, he's in charge of you. What's happening there?
It's amazing. It's very cool, but it's also another job, so I have to be a professional. It was great, and it was very, very cool just to have him direct me to do anything, you know, and it was very cool, and it was able to make the movie. It was Catch Me If You Can, so I mean, it was You Can Catch Me in it.
Have you had an opportunity now to co-star alongside Megan Fox? Because I believe she's on your list now that she's single.
Yes, she is. I worked with her on Transformers, although I've never actually met her. But I would love to meet her now that she's single and see what, you know, if we can make her
something might blossom between you.
Yeah, make sparks fly, you know, and maybe you know, because of this new loyalty program, I can come over here with Meteor's Extras and woo her with 2-for-1 dining offers and free movie tickets.
There you go.
You can bring Megan to the movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see where you're going with that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Jesse, right, so tell me about 75 movies. Is there a kind of magic number that you want to get to, or...
You know, it's not that. It's more I want to just, you know, not just be so famous for... I mean, I love being an extra, but I also loved being, you know, more opportunities for people to see me acting with so many Hollywood A-listers and establishing myself. I am very happy to be the world's greatest extra, and now I want to pursue that. Maybe do films in other countries as well, you know.
Do you have a goal as well to take it, you know, to a lead role or to a more of a...
Absolutely. Yeah. I've already gone to lead roles in short films.
Okay.
I have a short film called Shmo the Death Watcher that's playing in festivals in America, and hopefully will play over here as well. And I've got a documentary coming out soon called Jesse Heyman, World's Greatest Extra, that's going to come out soon. And they've been following me since 2012 and been watching my career, and I'm really excited for all those to come.
So that documentary life, were they there when you were on with Kimmel and Leno and stuff?
Yes, with Leno, yes. They've been following me since before that and during it and after. And they've been there to see all the reactions, and they were there. I did one time a bit with Maria Menounos of Extra at a mall, outside mall in Los Angeles, and they were there to watch me kiss her. as well.
Right.
Yes.
So Tom, when you're like rocking around LA at the moment, if you're, you know, you're, yeah, you're walking down La Siena, get down towards the Beverly Center.
Oh, you're Hollywood.
I do. I love Hollywood. And are you stopped? Do people recognize you, come for autographs, pictures?
Oh yes, quite a bit. I'll get noticed for and it'd be like, you think you get noticed, I get most noticed for like the GoDaddy commercial or for I feel like more commonplace films. Sometimes I get noticed for television show like Big Bang Theory or from Glee or for something that even I forgot I was in, you know. Something, you know.
That's what that happens to us all, Jenny, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But look, yeah. Jesse Heyman, we are delighted to have you in studio with us. For anyone who's listening at home, we're going to put up a picture because you are one of those people that people will go, I don't know the name, but my God, I know that face.
Yeah. And I have to say, the best dressed person we've ever had in this studio, bar none.
Exactly.
Let
present
me tell you, and I'm not joking.
As well.
Yes, absolutely.
I wanted to suspend you in belief of my ability.
It is pretty impressive, Jesse. We're going to get a picture there. Stick it up on Twitter. Right. Are you on Twitter yourself?
I'm on Twitter as Jesse Heyman, yes.
Okay, brilliant.
One word.
Fantastic. But listen, thanks. Oh, you've sampled Guinness, by the way. You had it.
Yeah. I had some Guinness. Yes, it's very good. I'm not the biggest beer connoisseur, but it was very strong. And if that's what you like, then that's good.
And you lived to tell the tale, and you're here with us today,
Jesse Heyman. Cheers, Jesse. Thanks, mate.
Cheers.